The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, whatever about keeping bookshops buzzing, towns and cities all over the country will be packed this weekend as busy Christmas shoppers tear about clutching bags and wrapping paper. But spare a thought for the shopkeepers behind the tills when you ask for that out-of-reach item. Anne Chapman, who runs Stone Chat Jewellery in Dublin, is here to dispense advice on how to be a considerate shopper. Anne, I would imagine people are very busy and they get a bit stressed out with shopping and all that, but I'd imagine some people can be a bit pushy about what sorts of demands they make.
We've definitely had some far-fetched demands, I would say. The first thing that would spring to mind is a customer, a lovely customer, but a few years ago he had ordered a bespoke ring and he was coming to collect it the Saturday before Christmas, so busiest shopping day of the year. He called me at about 5:30 and said, you know, what time do you close? I'm coming to collect. I said, not till 7, so you're fine. Oh, great, I'm on my way from Meath. I'll get there on time. But listen, I'm in a bit of a pickle because I got something down the road as well and I don't have time to go and collect it. And is there any chance if I emailed you through the receipt, you wouldn't mind going down and collecting it for me? So there I was. Well, more fool me. I did it. Hadn't had a cup of tea or a sandwich in about 10 hours, but got the email, printed it out. Off I went and collected it for the first break.
It's obvious. Well, it obviously worked for him.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a bespoke service, I'd imagine, that you probably don't want to offer too often. But have you had to do bespoke things in terms of getting a sale?
Oh, so I've had a customer who, again, struggling to get into the shop, couldn't make it on time. And again, it was a bespoke piece and I wanted to go through some details with her. So she said, look, I'm travelling up from Cork and I have a meeting, but it's out by the Red Cow. And I said, you know what? We'll get the sale. We'll get on the Lewis and out to the Red Cow I went. Into the car, we talked out the details, we got the order done and, you know, that was that. And she has turned into a customer for life. So I suppose, you know, you do go the extra mile when you have to.
You've even had some of them pulling up in cars.
I have had people call me and say, look, I can't get to park, town's too busy. You know, we're in the Westbury Mall, so there's a loading bay there outside the Westbury Hotel. And is there any chance you could just run out and show me the piece while I sit here in my car? Again, that has happened more than once. More than once, would you believe?
Wow. And in terms of do's and don'ts, haggle.
Don't haggle.
Don't haggle.
Absolutely don't haggle. What I always say to people is, would you do it in Marks and Spencer's? Would you do it in Dunnes Stores? So if you wouldn't do it in a big shop, why would you ask an independent, you know? And normally what I find is someone is there haggling and beside them, accompanying them, is someone who is dying on the inside, wishing they would just spend the money and get out the door, you know.
And does that apply to gift wrapping as well? So people say, you know, will you gift wrap?
Yeah, well, now we gift wrap everything.
Would you like this gift wrapped?
Exactly, we would. But I know in there are certain shops where, you know, they wouldn't always offer gift wrapping. And when they have a queue of 30 people and someone asks, would you mind gift wrapping this football, you know, and their heart sinks and they think, oh my God.
In your experience, there's probably lots of do's and don'ts. Is there any one thing you think you shouldn't do?
I would say definitely don't go shopping after your boozy Christmas lunch. It is no fun for staff, it's no fun for other shoppers, and it's really not good for your wallet either.
Yeah,
I reckon there are
money.
Many purchases made that shouldn't be done.
And one thing you'd recommend from your side of the counter that shoppers should do?
That they should do, allow enough time. And especially if you're looking for something particular. This story, you won't believe it now. I had a customer ring me 5 days before his wedding, Christmas week. I forgot to get the wedding rings, told my fiance I had. What can you do?
Ah, well, that's the way it goes. Anne Chapman of Stone Chat Jewellers, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. That's all we have time for this week. The show was produced by Aideen McLaughlin. Research was by Rachel Breslin. Kieran Dunn was on sound and Lee McGarran was the broadcast coordinator.